This never gets old, does it? The Pittsburgh Steeler Polka. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight is all about football, particularly what happens on the field. On the field. On the gridiron, as the Steelers open their 2015 regular season against the defending Super Bowl champion Patriots in Foxborough. But can we really put Spygate and Deflategate behind us? I'm joined now by our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. Are you ready for some football?
I am ready for some football, but I have to tell you that I have a lot of trepidations, as I'm sure many Steelers fans have, about tonight's game. Going into the game, the Steelers have a star wide receiver who is suspended for marijuana use. They have a star running back who is suspended for marijuana use. Their starting center is injured and out for the game, plus several others. And there are all sorts of question marks. So first and foremost, what chance do you think the Steelers have against the Patriots with Tom Brady tonight?
Well, the guy doing the coin flip is going to be dressed like an executioner. It's been a pretty dismal preseason and off season, has it not? Yeah, and you would look at it and say, you know, they might not have had much of a chance if Brady wasn't playing, but he is playing, and you know, you got all kinds of questions, defensive backfield, and you got players out, and yet these are the kinds of games that somehow the Steelers find a way to show up in. So the lights come on tonight, and that's why we're going to watch.
So you think that even without Martavis Bryant and without Le'Veon Bell and without Marquise Pouncey, that the Steelers still have a chance? Because really, they're a team that relies on offense, but they're missing all these pieces.
Well, true, yes, and logic would dictate that the Patriots are favored and they've got everything going for them, but the Patriots defense has its own issues too. This is going to be like one of those nobody can stop the other team, so whoever outscores the other is going to come out on top. And I would say that the Steelers don't have that much of a shot, but you never know. That's why we watch these things.
Now, of course, one of the reasons that Steelers fans might be a little bit dejected going into this is that Tom Brady has been reinstated. It happened a week ago. And this whole Deflategate thing is not over. But what the Steelers fans were hoping for was that it would keep Tom Brady off the field for at least the first game against the Steelers. What do you make of this decision and the fallout from what the judge decided, which was to reinstate Tom Brady? And now you have people like James Harrison of the Steelers, who has been fined for violent hits over the years, who is now seeking a return of the fines based on the judge's ruling last week on Tom Brady.
Right, and the ruling was based on the procedures the NFL uses to discipline players. So that procedure is what was at issue here, and that's why they threw it out. And I would think Harrison has a point there. I mean, the stuff he was fined for wasn't illegal at the time. They just fined him for it. The merits of the case are still to be determined. I mean, the NFL can appeal this court decision and see if, they can move forward in proving that the Patriots did indeed do something to alter the footballs in a championship game. And then, the accusations about Spygate, the other incident, have surfaced this week too. So, but I would caution you that the Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots will use all of this as ammunition, that the world's out to get them, and they'll come out with the biggest chip on their shoulder tonight that you can imagine.
Well, and people are saying that we can put Spygate and we can put Deflategate behind us because now we're playing football. But clearly from what you're saying, Bob, that's not going to be the case, that regardless of what happens on the field, these things are still going to be looming, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I think, once they start to play, the focus is on the results and the fantasy leagues and everything else. But there's still a lot of things, Paul, going on behind the scenes. And, you know, what does it say that the commissioner of football is not going to attend the opening night of the most popular game in the country? It's incredible. You know, it's sort of like the NFL is, you know, showing some signs of frazzling at the edges.
We're talking with our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, about tonight's Steelers opener against the New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And, Bob, the ruling by the judge last week does not necessarily say that the NFL can't come down on players who do things, allegedly cheating by Tom Brady, that conflict with the or that do harm to the integrity of the game. What it sounds like is that this judge didn't have a problem with the commissioner stepping in to do something. He had a problem with the way the commissioner did what he did, correct?
Correct. It was the process, the procedure. This is, you know, what direct proof do you have that this man was involved in deflating footballs? And it was, if you don't have that, then how can you suspend him for four games without without the cause? So the procedures is what he had issues with, and that's, you know, might be sound like a, you know, one of those legal things, but that's the way courts operate.
So the commissioner is saying that he's going to appeal the decision. What do you think the chances are that Roger Goodell will get a favorable ruling?
Well, the whole thing's very deflating, Paul.
Bob.
You never know with the court. Well, you know, once it gets to the lawyers and gets into the courts, you never know what's going to happen. But I do think that it is an issue that hasn't really gone away. It's just been kicked down the road for a couple of months.
And so, do you see any more of Deflategate rearing its ugly head before this season is over?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, you still have the issue of the ball boy and the deflator who've been let go by the Patriots.
Yeah, they were
trying
fired
to get their jobs back, and that would be fun to see. You know, how they rule on that. The people who are sending all the text messages. So it could be a cloud that hangs over them for a time. Yes.
Before we wrap this up, what is your overview of the Steelers for 2015? It's potentially going to be a rough start for them tonight, but in 30 seconds or less, Bob, how do you see it all playing out, and where will the Steelers be sitting when it's all said and done in December?
Well, the tone was set in the opening preseason game when the kicker got hurt making a tackle. I mean, you know, sometimes those things just follow you through the whole season. Given the competition in their division and what they're up against and the mess that their defensive backfield is in, I'd say this team's going to be 8-8, plus or minus one either way.
Bob Dvorak is sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he's our sports guy. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
And we are the from the town with the great football team.
Yes, yes, we are. So long, Bob.
Okay, Paul, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow on the program, we take a trip to the Flight 93 Memorial and look at the additions that have been made there on the anniversary of 9/11. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.